现在我们一起读神的话语。今天圣经经文来自约翰福音的十五章一至到十二节。
We'll be reading the scripture for today together. John chapter 5 verses 1 to 12.
我们会一起读出，先读中文，然后再读英文。
We'll be reading this together, first in Cantonese and then in English.
约翰福音十五章第一节，我们一起读。我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。Verse 3。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。Verse 5。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来丢在火里烧了。Verse 7。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。 Verse 9。 我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。 11。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
John chapter 15. Let us read it together. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away.And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him,He it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified.That you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment.That you love one another as I have loved.
今日麦牧师传讲信息嘅题目系结果子的生命。
Title of the message by Pastor Thomas Mack this morning is a fruit-bearing life.
大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
好高兴见到大家。
Very pleased to see everyone.
今日嘅天气唔算太热。
Today's weather is not too warm.
就俾我寻咁就寻住俾我哋有一个比较凉快啲嘅主日，可以专心嚟到呢度敬拜神。
Thank God for a cool day so that we may be able to focus on worshiping the Lord. Let us begin by prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you.
It's
only in you that we may find real rest. In you only are we able to find real joy. In you only are we able to find real life.
帮助我们常常去住在你的里面。
Help us to constantly live this way in you.
好叫我们生命能够得到满足。
So that our life will be fulfilled.
得到成长。
Will be maturing.
将一切的荣耀都归给你。
May all the glory be to you, Lord.
我们这样祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all these in your Son's name. Amen.
我就不知道你有没有这样的经验。
I don't know if you've ever experienced this.
有一次我就好像我要开风扇了。
One day it was quite hot and I wanted to turn on the fan.
无论我怎样努力，想尽办法都好。
No matter what I did, all the effort that I tried,
我满头大汗，按几把风扇都唔开嘅。
I kept on pushing the buttons and nothing happened.
再睇真系，原来佢冇插掣喎。
Then I took a look and then I forgot to plug it in.
但有时都会插着嗰个掣咧，系冇电嘅，坏咗噶。
Sometimes even if we plug it in, that source had no electricity and it was broken.
系啦。 当佢冇同呢个电源去连接嘅时候
，When there is no contact with electricity，
咁就冇 power， 冇力量，冇个能量啦。
There be no power。
就用唔到呢把风扇，就算几靓都好啦，都用唔到呢把风扇，本来系要发挥嗰个嘅功用。
No matter how beautiful that fan is， there is no way that I can use what the potential of that fan is。
我哋都好听过好多个信息讲关于耶稣。
We've heard many messages about Jesus.
讲话咧，耶稣就系佢生命嘅粮。
We know that Jesus is the bread of life.
耶稣咧就喺个道路真理嘅生命。
He is the way, the life, and the truth.
耶稣咧就系嗰个复活嘅生命。
He is the resurrected life.
耶稣系一个好牧人，佢要嚟到使到人都得到生命。
He is a good shepherd. He comes so that we may have life.
而且有一个好丰盛嘅生命。
A very abundant life.
我哋听咗好多。
We've heard many.
我哋基督徒有啲做咗十几年嘅，我哋差唔多每个礼拜嚟都听到神都俾听喺圣经里面所讲嘅福音。
Those of us who have been Christians for many, many years, we've heard many of these gospel.
但除非我哋同呢一个耶稣呢个生命有连接嘅时候
，Unless there's a connection between us and Jesus' life，
无论你系一个基督教家庭出身嘅又好
，Whether you grew up in a Christian family，
你哋所听到嘅同系对你嘅帮助唔大
，But what you've heard may not be of great help to you。
因为我哋堕落咗个人性，我哋冇咁嘅能力，同埋冇咁嘅信心去嚟信靠耶稣。
Because of our corrupted nature, we don't have the faith to believe in Christ.
唯有当圣灵嚟改变我哋嘅心嘅时候
，is only when the Holy Spirit comes and transforms our hearts.
呢个新嘅心就开始使到人要渴慕。 来听和读神的话语,
that this new heart would want to listen and obey His word.
当圣灵光照我的时候，原来我明白到耶稣就系我所盼望、所渴望嗰个能力同埋平安。
When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, that's only when we know that Christ is our source of everything.
耶稣就系我哋嘅满足、我哋嘅拯救同埋我哋嘅生命。
Jesus is our satisfaction, our salvation, our life.
耶稣为背负我们的罪就死在十字架上边。
For our sin, He bore it on the cross.
以致我们每一个凡用信心来接受祂的人都能够罪得到赦免。
So that whoever believes in Him will be saved.
如果本来是隔开了一个生命，同一阵隔开生命，我们重新的再一次连接埋一起。
It was a life originally separated from God, but once again we are reconciled with Him.
神接纳那些反对相信的人来做他的儿女。
God accepts those who believe in Him to be His children.
神自己就将这个将我们来同他的生命来连接埋一起。
And once again, God reconnects His life with ours.
以至到我们可以去经验他，去爱他。
So that we may experience Him and to love Him.
今天我们的再读个经文，耶稣就讲了一个个比喻，就比喻基督徒的生命的怎样去继续成长。
And the scripture that we read today had a parable in it to tell us how we may grow.
他说第一节他说，耶稣说，我就是真葡萄树。
The first verse says, Christ says, I am the true vine.
他说我是什么什么的，耶稣有在约翰福音整本有七个，这个第七个的，这就是他的第七个，就是最后一个的字听。
The way Jesus used I am to describe himself, this was the seventh one. I am the true vine.
在旧约里面，圣经里面，那时候用葡萄树来形容这个以色列人。
And in the Old Testament, the grapevine was often used to symbolize the Israelites.
譬如在在诗篇八十篇啊，同埋以赛亚书嘅第五章一到第七节啊。
Just like in Psalm chapter 80, as well as Isaiah chapter 5, verses 1 to 7.
佢形容到咧，神系将呢个葡萄树从埃及嘅里面咧带出嚟。
It described God bringing forth the Israelites from Egypt.
将佢带出嚟，栽种喺呢一个应许俾佢嘅地方。
Like a grapevine that it was transported and grow in this promised land.
在那里他成为神的子民，叫世界上的人能够 去认识神。
So that they become God's people and that would cause others in the world to know God.
但以色列并没有因此而去感恩而去敬拜神。
But Israel did not thank God, nor did they worship the Lord because of that.
反而失信的要去敬，在那里敬拜偶像。
Instead, they lost their faith and they worshipped idols.
失去了神本来是要他们要去做的事情。
They lost what God had originally intended for them.
所以现在当耶稣说我是那个真那个葡萄树的时候，
So now when Jesus says that he is the true vine,
他就是说他才是神，是真正的生命那个源头。
He is saying that he is the true God, he is the real source of life.
我们要连接在这里这样的生命的时候，我们才能够得到的成长。
When these lives intertwined, that is when you can grow.
因为耶稣代替了失败了的以色列，成为这个真正的葡萄树。
So Jesus supplanted the faithless Israel, but he becomes the true vine.
以凡一切都连在这棵葡萄树上的枝子，即是我们所有在基督里面的信徒。
All the branches that are connected with this vine would be his children.
我们都是神的子民。
We are God's people.
都是一个真葡萄树，结出果子去荣耀神。
We are fruits from this real vine.
但是当这个种葡萄树的人来看看这，来回来看看，看看这棵树的时候。
But when the person who planted this vine came back to look at the plant,
因为看你这么久了，种了你这么久了，你都不出果的。
How come you still haven't borne fruit when I have planted you for quite some time?
因为你就没有搏到落那棵葡萄树上面，所以没有果了。
either you had not been engrafted with the vine, therefore you have no fruit. So when a plant that does not bear fruit, it is useless, it is dead. So you might have had other things that had gone into the vine that do not belong to the true vine. Therefore, the planter in that vineyard needed to cut off those branches that do not belong to the vine. Because without cutting them off, these foreign branches would choke off the life of the vine. And it will also ruin the aesthetics of the vine.
但有些人覺得耶穌講呢個比喻有冇暗示話嗰啲基督徒會失去永生呢？
So some people were saying, well, if Jesus used this parable, does that mean that some Christians might lose their salvation?
佢唔結果，點會剪咗佢落嚟？
When they don't bear fruit, I'm going to cut them off.
有人提出咗三個可能性。
So some people had suggested three things.
第一就話咧，即係栽種嘅人啊，如果因為佢冇結果，只要剪咗，將啲唔結果子嘅枝剪到嚟嘅時候，
that when these branches do not bear fruit have been cut off.
等佢丟喺外邊，等佢乾咗，然後抌落啲火就燒咗佢。
That they are thrown outside, they wither, and then they are thrown into the fire.
但咁樣嘅解釋同福音書甚至成本聖經都有衝突。
But this contradicts the Gospels as well as the entire Bible.
我哋知道我哋能夠得到永生，唔係我哋話我哋能夠做到夠好。
Because when we know we gain eternal life not because of what we do.
唔係我做得夠好啦，我能夠神。
It is not based on our merits that God would give us something. Rather, eternal life is a gift from God. It is not due to our merits. So when God gives us this life which is eternal,
一個人擁有呢個永遠嘅生命，唔會因此而就咁結束嘅。
So someone who has this eternal life, that life would not terminate.
永遠嘅時候，即係話我由而家開始一直到永遠。
Eternal means from now to forever.
凡一切喺，然後我哋天上，我哋永永遠遠嘅擁有呢個咁嘅生命。
And in heaven, we will have this eternal. We will continue with this eternal life.
第二個解釋就話，神唔係真係抌咗嗰啲冇結果子嘅基督徒嘅。
Second explanation was, oh, God did not truly throw away these Christians that do not bear fruit.
即係抌咗佢嗰啲冇用嘅事工。
They were only thrown away so that they would just do something that's
the ministry.
Meaningless ministry.
但耶穌用呢個比喻嘅時候，佢講關於個人嘅，唔係講呢個事工嘅。
But when Jesus used this parable, he was talking about individuals, not about ministries.
第三個嘅解釋。
A third explanation.
就話呢啲冇結果子嘅枝子，佢根本就係一個假嘅基督徒。
Says that these branches without fruits were counterfeit Christians.
佢外表好似話佢嘅口，佢話佢信耶穌。
Externally, they profess their faith to Christ.
成日話佢自己去教會。
And they say they attend churches. Church.
但喺佢心裏面，佢冇一個真係愛神嘅心。
But within their hearts, they don't have that real love for God.
他没有从耶稣的生命是有连接起来。
There is no connection with Christ's life.
他经常都以为他要尽量去争取，做到够争取神要给他的救恩。
They often feel that they need to earn God's salvation.
但他真正的门徒应该是怎样的呢？
But what is a true disciple?
真正門徒就是那些、去連於基督、有著基督的新生命的人。
A real disciple is one that is connected to Christ, that has a new life in Christ.
從一棵葡萄樹生出來的枝子。
It is from that true vine, it's branches that's from that.
枝子不斷地在這棵葡萄樹裡面吸收那個養分。
And the branches continue to receive nutrients from this true vine.
好自然的就结出这一棵葡萄树就应该结的葡萄果。
And very naturally, it will bear fruit for the vine.
不会说你明明葡萄树你回去结出来摘那个橙出来。
And the branch would not bear oranges if it is truly a grapevine's branch.
葡萄树不会说生了个梨出来。
Or would it have pears as fruits?
在这样的时候你知道这个梨这个橙根本就不是属于这棵葡萄树的。
So if that happened, you know that the orange and the peach do not belong to the grapevine.
这个生出来这个果子是代表这个新的生命 的结果。
So the fruits that is that comes out from this true vine represents the real life, a result of connected with that vine.
新的生命就好自然生一个新的活出一个新的生活。
A real life would naturally bring forth real living.
一个新的生活都证明到这个里面有一个新的生命。
True living is proof of a new life.
我们喜欢的人都知道呢就是结果子 的树枝都不时要修整一下它还有整干净它。
Those of us who garden know that there are times when we do need to prune our plants.
我种嘢嘅时候咧，我唔舍得剪嘅。
When I grow plants, I don't want to prune them.
种得越多越好啦嘛，咁。
Because if I prune them, they'll stop growing. I like to see them grow.
你话剪咗佢咪冇咗咯？
So if I prune them, you know, they're going to diminish.
好难又先生翻咗另外一枝出嚟。
It'd be tough for the new branch to come out.
结果我成盆嘢都冇结过果。
So that
冇结开个花。
So that what I planted would not flower and would not bear fruit.
但好奇妙啊！当有个人嚟帮我将呢棵嘢剪下周下呢个时候。
Amazingly, when someone came and helped me to prune this plant.
反而你个。好多花出咗嚟。
Then flowers started to bloom.
佢被要修剪嘅时候，先能够结出好多个花，好多个果。
It is only after pruning would it encourage flowering and fruit bearing.
但系俾修剪即系俾剪修剪嘅时候，其实喺个过程里面系好难受。
The process of pruning is actually one that can hurt and is something that is hard to accept.
尤其那些人觉得呢我从小到大都很守规矩的。
Especially those who feel that, oh, I've always been a very obedient child of God.
我从没有违过规矩，我竟然要收到罚单。
Oh, I've never really disobeyed the law, but how come this time I got a ticket?
真系唔合理啊，神啊，你点解要咁样嚟对待我咧
？That's not fair, God. Why are you treating me this way?
拍拍下拖就话要分手。
And After dating for a little while, I experienced a breakup. I parented this child so laboriously, but this child becomes rebellious. How come there were so many innocent victims at 9/11? An elderly person who used to love to socialize has now become a different person. Oh God, your pruning is indeed too much. Even though that is a tough to accept process,
But the
Bible continues to encourage us to persevere. Because during that process of being pruned, God promised us that He sent His Holy Spirit to us. Every time we walk through the valley of death, He is with us. He walks with us. His rod, His staff, when we need to be disciplined, is there to comfort us. He strengthens our hearts.
And
God uses this pruning process to help us to totally rely on the Lord. To hold on tight to the Lord's promise. To go to Him, to live in Him. And there, from His word, we can be comforted. There, we can learn to grow in our faith. And to rely on Him and to trust in His word. And during this process, our life would continue to grow and continue to bear fruit. And in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it says,
神的道,即是神的话语,是很活泼的,是有功效的。
For the word of God is living and active.
比一剃两刃的剑更加快,甚至灵和魂,骨子和骨髓都能够刺入去,能够剖开,连我们心里头, 那个思念和主意都能够辨明。
It is sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
神的话语刺入去我内心里面没有人看到的地方。
God's word penetrates to a place where nobody else can see. Even we sometimes do not realize it's in us. So that God's word would cut out those idols that are in our hearts. To cut these idols out so that we understand His will.
亦都係第七節，佢咁講話：凡你哋所願意嘅祈求，就給你們成就。點解呢？當你哋當結果子嘅時候，我父就因此得榮耀。你哋就係我嘅門徒了。
So in chapter 15, verse 7, it says, "Ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples."
所以冇一把周剪嘅刀係浪費嘅。
Therefore, pruning is not wasted.None of that pruning process is an accident.
為了叫我們結果子的時候，一切都是必須要這樣去修剪。
In order for us to bear fruit, everything that he does is a necessity.
但當我們在基督裡面的時候，
When we abide in Christ,
父神每一个修剪都系好安全嘅。
God's pruning is safe for us。
吓，我哋唔会话因此我而嗰啲剪裁要丢喺外面去俾火烧。
It is not from this process that we will be thrown away and be consumed by fire。
当我哋同喺基督里面嘅时候，我哋知道耶穌已經為咗我哋嚇受咗呢個罪嘅審判。
When we are in Christ, we know that Christ had already taken up the punishment that we deserve.
嚇，我哋罪應該受到個懲罰，但耶穌已經為我哋付上咗。
And the punishment that is for our sin, God had already paid.
我哋個罪已經得到赦免。
Our sin is forgiven.
啊，我哋唔会去再受到第二次嘅审判。
We will not be facing the second judgment.
啊，但系每一个真信徒仍然继续系需要神嘅修剪同埋去管教。
But each true believer continues to need God's pruning.
啊，好叫我哋嘅生命能够结出呢个公义同埋和平嘅果子。
So that our life would bear the fruits of righteousness and peace.
一个结果子的生命是享受神的生命，还是一个荣耀神的生命。
A life that bears fruit is one that enjoys God, is a life that enjoys God.
一个结果子的生命，他很愿意神的旨意在他的身上承受。
A life that bears fruit is totally willing to have God's will be on us.
我怎知道神的旨意啊？
So how would I know what God's will is for me?
是的，我们人的知识真的很有限。
Yes, our knowledge is indeed very finite.
如果很多时候我们偏向自己做 desire 做想要的事。
And lots of times we gravitate toward our own desires.
我们很容易被个大众媒播所传递的信息去影响。
We are easily influenced by mass media.
在今日的文化局里面，他吃了很多个电影、电脑上的信息，甚至所有的信息去传播一个这样的信息。
And it is so easy nowadays to have messages spread out through either television or any kind of mass medium.
那信息是什么？他说，我们常让我们看佢叫我哋睇，要你以為你能夠包容嚇一切同你唔同嘅人嘅時候咧，你先至係真正係有愛心嘅。
And one of the messages is that from this mass media is that you need to have tolerance, and it's only if you show that you show forth love.
嚇你當你唔應該批評同一啲同你唔同嘅人啊，你會係你係一個歧視緊人啊。
You told not to criticize those who are different from you. You are being prejudiced.
又或者又讲俾我哋听，嗱，当我哋 跟住我哋嘅心去行嘅时候
，or it tells us that when we act according to our hearts，
吓，你咁样你先能够享受生命
，then you can truly enjoy life。
啊，唔怪得好多嘅一夜情婚外情喺度发生紧。
No wonder there are so many one night stands or extramarital affairs。
啊，你咁好机会摆你面前，你错过咗就冇机会啦。
Oh, such a great opportunity that's presenting to you. If you don't grasp it, it's going to be lost.
啊，我哋差唔多每日都喺唔同嘅地方接收咗唔同嘅信息。
So daily we are bombarded by all these different messages.
但神都为咗叫我哋成长嘅时候
，But God, in order to help us to grow，
啊，就神要剪除喺我哋里面嗰啲不合乎圣经嘅或者冇用嘅嗰啲思想喺我哋嘅里，将嗰啲剪除。
God would prune away those that are not biblical and those that are not of use.
啊，所以见到神周转我哋嘅时候，其实系为咗我哋嘅好处。
So when He prunes us, He is doing so for our good.
啊，圣灵之使到我哋能够活出呢个真正嘅人应该活出嗰个嘅生命。
So that we can live a true life.
啊。在我们生命的当中、啊、好像加拉太书五章二十四讲话，在周转的当中，他给我们的生命有仁爱，有喜乐，有和平，有忍耐，有恩慈良善，有信实，能够有温柔，有节制。
So that we'll have the fruit of the spirit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness,faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
啊，呢啲唔系一啲话好好听嘅美丽嘅名词。
These are not nouns that are pleasing to the ears.
圣灵够用呢个果子，其实系一个真正嘅人，系原本系应该去拥有嘅。
This is fruit that a real person should possess.
但系我当我哋嘅心被罪牵引嘅时候。我哋失去咗神原本创造系俾咗我哋嘅嘢。
But we have lost what God had intended for us when He created us.
所以神藉着每我哋嘅生喺生命中每一个修剪，就要我哋重新嘅能够结出呢个咁嘅果子。
So that through His pruning daily, we are to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
我哋。所以我哋学习喺圣经喺祈祷嘅里面去交托俾神，去学习感恩。
When we learn through prayer to give thanksgiving to God，
第二一个结果子嘅生命系使到我哋嘅心能够 focus 啊，专注喺耶稣基督里面。
And secondly, a life that's filled with fruit is one that abides.In Christ,
圣灵在我心里常去提醒我哋
，and the Holy Spirit constantly reminds us，
啊，提醒我哋耶稣基督个爱同埋佢个恩典
，it reminds us of Jesus's love and grace，
啊，提醒我哋耶稣嘅信实同埋佢个美丽
，he reminds us of Christ's trustworthiness and his beauty，
啊，提醒我哋耶稣真系我哋。在心里头所要爱慕最美丽的那个人
and to let us know that Jesus is the one whom we should love、
啊、我们人很少这样去想的
we seldom think about that on our own、
啊、就算说老婆你是最美丽的人我们自己都觉得很肉麻
when your wife tells you you're a beautiful person we might think that oh, it's a little bit too much
但是如果你的配偶不是你心里头咗真系咗吸最美丽嘅人，佢咁样去吸引你嘅时候。
But if your spouse was not to you the most beautiful person, the one who attracts you，
我哋嘅心就好容易俾其他嘢去引开去分心。
Our hearts would be tempted by other things。
吓，我哋好容易啊，俾其他嘅人啊，俾其他嘢或者个欲望去引嚟。 引我哋离开神。
Or that we can be tempted by other desires to stray away from God.
所以耶稣叫我哋，我哋真系要常常嘅去住喺耶稣嘅里面。
That's why Jesus tells us that we constantly have to abide in Him.
我最近上咗一堂驾驶安全嘅堂。
Recently, I took a driving, a defensive driving course.
佢话咧，其实你喺开车喺路上系一件好危险嘅事。
So it tells me that the road that we drive on every day can be very dangerous.
需要我哋咧唔好分心啊，全副精神嘅去喺嗰度专心开车。
That we need to.Totally focus on our driving.
就系同当你同你同车嘅人喺度交谈嘅时候，其实都系一个分心嚟噶。
So even when you speak with your passenger, that would divert your focus.
我都试过通红灯冇停 stop sign 啊，冇停停。因为同我车嗰啲人讲啊，讲到兴奋都唔记得去停 stop sign 就通红灯。
I've passed red lights or not stop at stop signs when I engaged in conversations with my passengers.
好彩冇车嚟紧，又唔系真系撞啊。
Thank God there were no oncoming cars, otherwise there would have been accidents.
更加唔好讲话嗰啲饮酒之后去揸车嘅。
So that goes without even saying about people who are under the influence of alcohol.
更加唔好讲话嗰啲一路开车一路打电话或者一路写短短信嘅人。
Or those who are on the cell phone or texting while driving.
话真系非常之危险。
That can be very dangerous.
我哋嘅生命，我哋同埋我一齐坐车人嘅生命，都靠晒你噶啦。要真系要专心开车啊！
Our life and as well as our passenger's life totally depend on our focus when we drive.
喺周围嘅车，甚至嗰啲行人，嗰个生命都靠晒你啦！你真系要专心开车啊
！Also, the lives of the other drivers as well as the pedestrians.
更何况系我哋同主嘅关系。
So much more when we are talking about our relationship with Christ.
我哋真系要去专心嘅，将我哋嘅心摆喺耶稣嘅里面。
We need to focus totally in Christ.
当系我哋最爱嘅爱人，真系揽实佢。
As if he's our most beloved, that we will embrace him.
去爱佢，同埋去听佢嘅话语。
To love him and to obey his word.
去常常听住喺佢嘅里面去倚靠佢。
To abide in him, to rely on him.
我哋嘅生命真系好在乎咁样样嘅亲密。
Our life depends on that intimacy.
第三点，当一个结果子嘅生命系点咧
？And the third way of showing a fruit-bearing life.
好時候我哋都好，當我好驚啊，或者好無助嘅，想去做一個好嘅基督徒。
Sometimes I'm a little bit frightful in wanting to be a very good Christian.
我怕咧，我當我一做得唔好，我犯罪嘅時候咧，神嚟會嚟懲罰我。
I am afraid that when I fail, when I'm not being good, God would punish me.
我要成日担心我会唔会当我做错嘅时候，神就会唔要我，即系失去咗呢个救恩啦。
And I worry, if I do wrong, would I lose my salvation?
我听过一个基督徒咁嘅见证。
I had heard a testimony from this Christian.
佢讲到佢点样喺佢嘅成长嘅挣扎点样做一个好嘅基督徒。
He talked about how he struggled to be a good Christian.
佢参与好多嘅侍奉。
He was involved with a lot of serving the Lord.
好勤力去读圣经。
He diligently read the Bible.
佢都好常常去祈祷。
And he prays very often.
但慢慢佢覺得，慢慢佢喺裏面佢，佢呢個路程上佢用咗自己嘅努力，啊，去代替咗神，去成為佢心裏頭最重要嘅。
But slowly he replaced God with his own efforts.
啊，用佢嘅努力讀經、努力侍奉嚟代替咗。那个真正的神
He used his own effort to read the Bible, to serve the Lord, but those efforts replaced his love for the Lord.
即是说他的读经侍奉就是他的神。
Those efforts of praying and reading the Bible became his God.
但圣经讲话，当我哋离开神之，离开咗我，离开咗神，我哋乜嘢都能够做到。
But the Bible tells us that apart from Him, we can do nothing.
吓，意思咯，我哋喺个里面，我个惧怕人多过我哋去敬畏神。
So that we fear others more than we revere God.
吓，喺当中我会更就诶，我越多个努力，佢带俾我越多嘅忧愁。
So the more efforts we put in, the more anxieties it brings.
在这样里面只会将一个人去压碎。
So in that situation, it could only crush us.
因为我们永远都没有能力去做到，我甚至我自己认为做到最好的。
Because we can never achieve what we think would be the best.
在那时候我们开始 去责怪神，责去 blame God。
And so at that time we will start to blame God。
神啊，你为什么你挖一个这么大的窿等我去踩下去呢？
So God, why did you dig such a deep hole so that I could fall into it？
我们开始对人或者对自己，越来越好像这个浪子那个哥哥一样。
And we become the brother of the prodigal son when we associate with others.
我们自己以为我们自以为意。
We become self-righteous.
我们去开始去论断人家。
We start criticizing others.
在当中将我们心中的喜那个喜乐，嘛将那个爱心将它拿走，因此拿走了。
We've taken away the joy and the love.
但耶稣他的福音不单只是指导我们去得到拯救。
But Jesus' gospel is not only that we will have salvation.
等到我罪得赦免了，我可以买了票上天堂了。
Not only that our sin has been forgiven and now I have a ticket to heaven.
但耶稣的福音是使到我们在耶稣里面是完全的得被听为义。
Jesus' gospel is that in him we can be called righteous.
不是靠我们做得多好或者遵行律法而去得到的。
It is not how well we do or what law we obey.
如果耶稣基督在十字架上完成了每一样我自己都做不到的事的时候，
So if Christ had done on the cross what I would have never been able to do on my own，
我们还走去哪个那里去 找喜乐找平安呢？
Where else should we find joy and peace？
除了耶稣之外，哪个才是我们人生那个最重要的事呢？
Aside from Jesus， what else is more important to us？
在这样的去专注在耶稣的时候，这个世界不再是有一个吸引力。
When we focus on Christ only, all the worldly attractions would lose its color.
当我们看到神那个荣耀的时候，我的心被他紧紧的抓住。
When we see God's glory, our heart would be grasped by it.
我们开始有信心和有勇气的在成长的里面的过程的里面去继续走。
We will have the faith and the courage to continue our walk in Christ.
我们不需要惧怕失去人家对我给我的爱。
We need not fear losing others' love for us.
我哋有勇氣嘅，我面對我生活上或者工作上嘅每一個嘅轉變。
That I'd be able to face anything, any transitions that my career might bring.
我哋有信心嘅跟從耶穌嘅説話去做。
We'll have faith to totally depend on His word.
我哋嘅心裏頭因此我有個緊急，我哋將呢個好消息去講俾其他人聽。
And we will have that urgency to want to share the good news with others.
我哋都開始學習去點樣喺弟兄姊妹當中嘅彼此嘅相愛。
And to learn to love one another among our brothers and sisters in Christ.
當我哋知道耶穌用父神 愛佢嗰個咁偉大嘅愛嚟愛我哋嘅時候，
So when we realize how Jesus used His love for His Father to love us，
當我哋知道呢個咁偉大嘅神，而家就住喺我哋嘅裏面。
And when we know and realize that this great God is indwelling us, and that this great God is with us daily, and everything that God does is for our good,
我哋就能夠有信心嘅、有喜樂嘅去跟隨主。
That's when we can have faith and joy to follow Christ.
當我哋咁樣去體驗嘅時候，
So when we experience this,
我哋慢慢好驚訝，原來發覺我哋生命嘅慢慢嘅喺度改變。
We will be amazed how our life would gradually be transformed.
當耶穌嘅生命喺我裡面去慢慢去成長嘅時候，
When Jesus' life is growing in me,
我们的心慢慢地在开始改变，去更加地去爱主。
And our hearts will slowly be transformed and to love the Lord more.
自然流露出神所喜悅的生命。
To naturally outflow a life that is pleasing to God.
当我们最享受神的时候，
When we truly enjoy God,
也就是神最得到榮耀的時候，
is the time when God is most glorified.
正如剛才一會兒會唱的首歌，我們時刻都需要主。
And we will be singing this hymn, We Need Christ Daily.
誰需要主呢？
Who needs Christ?
是不是那些有需要的人都需要主呢？
Only the needy?
我們每一個人都需要。
Every one of us need Christ.
無論我們在北美裡面很舒舒服服坐在這裡的人，
Whether we are people who are in North America who have relatively comfortable lives,
或者在中國或者在其他回教國家在就這樣逼迫， 要他們否認他們的信仰的那些人，
Or in China or in Islamic countries where they are being persecuted，
我們都走來耶穌那裡，
Let us come to Christ
去擁抱祂，
To embrace Him，
因為我們真的很需要耶穌在我們的生命裡面。
Because we truly need Jesus to be in our lives, so that the lives would bear fruit and glorify the Lord.
我们停一同起立，我们唱这首诗歌。
Let us all stand and sing this hymn.
I give and peace afford.
I need Thee, oh I need Thee.
Every hour I need Thee.
Oh bless me, Lord, my Savior.
I come to
身和邦，天担难担，我需要你，需要你，每时刻需要你，求主先在乎人为我开心。对了你，华富华富，若你不来同住，一生去度。爱对了你，对了你，每时刻对了你，求主天在天人为。
多谢主你提醒我哋。
Lord, we thank you for your reminder.
唯有连接喺你里面，我哋先能够得到新嘅生命。
Only when we are in you are we able to get a new life.
离开咗你，无论我哋几努力都好，我哋乜嘢都唔能够做到。
Apart from you, no matter how capable we are, we can do nothing.
求主今日都嚟住喺我哋嘅心。
Lord, may you come and examine our hearts.
激励，你俾你个爱激励去每一日嘅去跟随你。
May your love continue to inspire us to follow you.
无论喺我哋家庭，喺我哋嘅工作。
Whether it be in our families or in our work.
喺我哋每一个环境嘅里面，我哋都去歌颂主，带着主嘅喜乐去度过每一日。
In all our circumstances, may we sing praises to you and be joyous in you.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.